Chapter 4, Devotional 6.
Imitate and copy at will. Choose to be like Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, we read, "You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia." Ever notice how the kingdom of God turns the practices of the world upside down? Most of the time, God's word tells us to do exactly the opposite of the trends, norms, and customs in the world. Think about the music or publishing industries. In these two industries, individuals and companies go to great lengths to protect original creations from unwarranted and unlicensed copies or imitations. This is not the case in the spiritual realm. As Christians, we are encouraged to copy and imitate Jesus. Jesus Christ must be the standard that we all aspire to emulate. When we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, our spirits were reborn or recreated, renewed to be perfection, and we were filled with the Holy Spirit. As we renewed our minds with God's Word, we begin to think and speak and act like Jesus. We are transformed into a copy of Jesus. In my executive coaching and discipleship training, I tell my clients not to spend much time thinking about WWJD, what would Jesus do, because we can never know with certainty. Instead, I urge them to commit to focus on WDJS, what did Jesus say? Stephen Scott organized over 1,900 statements Jesus made by topic in his book, The Greatest Words Ever Spoken, to help believers learn about Jesus and become more like Jesus in the way we talk. Child of God, do you want to grow in your relationship with the Lord? Do you want to walk in your divine power and authority as you face difficult situations and problems? Are you prepared to confront Satan by speaking God's word when you are under attack? Spend time studying and meditating on the words of Jesus. Choose today to pursue Jesus, copy and imitate him. Speak his words over your circumstances and watch as they begin to change you and the world around you. Lord, thank you for the power and truth of your word. Fill my mouth with your words and teach me to copy you every day. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.